Shalom, everybody. In Parashas Vayelech, Hashem tells Moshe to go to the Mishkan with Yehoshua, and Hashem appears to them there, and he says that the time has come for Moshe to pass away. And Hashem also says that there will be a time, God forbid, when Bnei Yisrael will leave Hashem and worship Avodah Zarah. And at that time, Hashem says, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches, Ve'anochi haster astir panai bayom ahu, al kol hara'a asher asa, kifana el Elohim acherim. Hashem says that when Bnei Yisrael sin, when they commit Avodah Zarah, Hashem will hide his face, haster astir panai. I will hide my face, says Hashem, because of the evil that they have committed. And this pasuk describes what's called hester panim, when God hides his face, so to speak, when Hashem deals with us with a hidden face, so to speak. And this year, in the year 2020, we're in the middle, this year, of the coronavirus pandemic, and we all know what hidden faces means. We all rock around. We all walk around with masks, so we know well what it means to have a hidden face. But in this week's parsha, we hear that Hashem wears a mask also sometimes. Hester panim. Hester panim. Hashem's face can also be hidden. What exactly does that mean? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, explains God's hidden face, Hester Panim, and he says that when Hashem says that Hashem's hidden face, Hashem's Hester Panim, that means Hashem's hiding his face from us. It means as if he doesn't see us when bad things happen to us, God forbid. Usually when we see someone we love experiencing something painful, God forbid, we spring into action and we help relieve their pain. But Rashi says that when Bnei Yisrael sin, especially serving Avodah Zarah, Hashem hides his face as if he doesn't see our pain. It's a powerful, powerful image. Hashem hides his face and doesn't see us. That's Rashi. What's the message behind this Rashi? What's the message behind Hester Panim in general? So this pasuk is discussed in the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga Daf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us that Rav Yehoshua ben Hananya was once in the palace of the Caesar, and when he was there, there was a heretic who was also there, and the heretic made some sort of hand gesture to Rav Yehoshua ben Hananya, indicating to him, gesturing to him, that Rav Yehoshua ben Hananya was part of a nation whose master, whose God, had turned his face away from that nation. The heretic gestured to Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya derogatorily, telling him that he no longer had God's backing since the Jews were experiencing Hester Panim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya gestured back to the heretic with an outstretched hand. And the Caesar saw all of this and asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya what all these hand gestures meant. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya replied, "He indicated to me that mine is the nation whose master turned his face from it, and I gesture to him that God's hand is outstretched over us." That's the Medrash. I'm sorry, that's the Gemara. But what does all this mean? Hand gestures, outstretched hands, hidden faces. What does it all mean? Rav Tzvi Yehuda HaKohen Kuk, who died in 1982, he was the son of Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, who died in 1935. And Rav Tzvi Yehuda HaKohen Kuk explains this Gemara in the following beautiful way. It's found in a sefer called Pininei HaReayah. It's a collection of Torah from Rav Kuk Sr., edited by the former Mashkiach of Yeshivat Shalavim, Rav Moshe Tzuriel Shlita. It's found in that Sefer on Parshas Vayelech on page 369. Rav Tzvi Yehuda HaKohen Kuk says that heretics believe that when Bnei Yisrael get punished, God forbid, when bad things befall Bnei Yisrael, God forbid, heretics believe that Hashem turns his face away from us as if he doesn't care. And that's what the heretic told Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya. God has turned his face away from you. That's what the heretic believed. But Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya disagreed. He gestured back to the heretic with an outstretched hand. You may be right that Hashem is hiding his face, but he never turns his face away. It may seem like God's face is turned away. His hand, though, is always outstretched over us. Hester Panim is certainly a challenging, painful time. And we have known and we have seen Hester Panim in our long history. We don't always know why bad things happen to us, and we don't know when it's going to end. But we do know one thing. There is no such thing as Hashem turning away from us, chas v'shalom. Even in the darkest times, Hashem is always turned to us. Maybe his face is covered, but it's never turned away. Have an amazing day, everyone!